guys, welcome to the Mom Voice. This is Lauren and Sarah with episode 33.
You got your voice all cleared up there, Lauren.
I know, right?
She was literally like just coughing up until this point. You still got your man voice.
I know. We call it my man voice. You guys, it's so funny. Months that I've had this podcast going, I've had this weird, raspy, sore throat.
What's going on?
Voice.
Are you yelling at your kids too much?
Yeah,
What's happening?
My mom voice. It's like crazy, you guys, because this is not my natural voice. And every day I'm like, okay, I'm just going to let it rest. I'm not going to yell. And then the next day I go to Disneyland and I'm, hey, over here. Or we're at the football game. Run it. And
yeah.
Nothing. Just, I never give it the downtime to like just recoup.
You really feel like your voice is, I feel like I'm used to hearing it like that.
Oh
now.
Yeah. No, it's not my normal voice. It's weird.
So funny. Weird. Okay. Well, not to digress, but guys, episode 33, we have big news, big, big news.
Yep.
Up front. We're putting it out here to celebrate 6 months of Mom Voice. We are throwing a special event for our local friends here.
Yes. We are so excited that we're going to be hosting our first event to kind of celebrate our 6 month anniversary, right?
Yes. I'm so excited. So around, it is fall and Halloween. So we just thought nothing better than get kind of dressed up with your girlfriends. We're throwing a witches party.
Witches night out. So go find your ghoul friends and come out with us. And not to mention, it is Sarah's birthday that week.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yes. I wanted a reason to celebrate. And then we were like the podcast, Halloween, the witches theme, and Sarah's birthday all come together. It's going to be the perfect night.
And if you're a listener, this is a sore subject.
I know. We've already talked about this. Exactly.
That every birthday party I've ever had.
I'm texting her, I'm like, well, yeah, it's a Halloween theme again. I hope you're okay with that. I know. Dang it.
Okay.
Yes.
No, but we are so excited. The ideas are just like constant flowing. We have so many fun things already planned that we are so excited for. So tell your girlfriends, wear a witch's hat.
Yes.
You don't have to come in full costume.
No costume, but you do need to wear a witch's hat.
Yes, wear a witch's hat, and we are going to have the first, 25 people?
I think we're going to do swag bags.
We'll have swag
bags. Yeah, we're going to get some just fun stuff going, hopefully get people in the door, get to celebrate, meet fellow moms.
Absolutely.
And, you know, bring your friends, just a reason to get out. I mean, Halloween will be 2 days later, and it's all about the kids, and probably the weekend before, all about the kids and parties. So have a night for you.
Absolutely. It's going to be super low stress, just a fun night out with your girlfriends. And we're going to craft some stuff, create some fun little things, and just have fun.
Yeah. Finger foods and drinks and whatnot.
We love to throw a party.
Yes, we love a good party.
Any excuse, we are down. So here we go.
So, but we are going to also go to the website to reserve a spot, right?
Yes.
I think we're trying to like figure out how to gauge numbers and ideas. So I think that's our best bet.
Yeah, because we will be buying supplies for certain things that we're going to be doing. So if you do want to secure your spot and make sure that you are, you know, locked in there, go to our website at mom-voice.com and you will find, I'm going to be putting a link up there where you can RSVP, for lack of better words, add a spot,
right?
Give us your number. That would be great.
That would be perfect.
Awesome, guys. Okay, well, let's just jump in. So this episode, there are just so many fun headlines in the news right now.
Yeah, we just wanted to catch up.
We want to catch up and just do some like quick hits on kind of some fun pop culture stuff, really. And then we have some beauty topics that we might be talking about a little bit later. And then we're just going to wrap up with our hits and misses of this week.
Sounds good.
There's multiple to choose from, as always.
Right? Isn't there always?
It's so true. Okay, well, again, if you listen to us, you know we love our TV, and big news came out today about James Van Der Beek on Dancing with the Stars. What did he come out with?
Yes, former Dawson's Creek star, and we are just adoring him on this season of Dancing with the Stars. He just announced they are pregnant with their sixth baby child.
And,
oh my gosh, they have the most beautiful family.
Just
like,
darling.
Are they not stunning? Like all those little cute kids, and there's six of them now. And I mean, I'm impressed. I am wowed. And they're all 9 and under.
Yeah.
So they have 5 right now, 9 and under. So this will be number 6. Yeah. So it's crazy.
In his press release that he made, he said, "We're so excited. There's a new little Vanderbeek in there." And then he said, "We've had 5 kids. We've had 3 miscarriages in between those." And then he goes on to say, "Miscarriage is something people really don't talk about. And we want to recognize that it happens to people. We wanted to destigmatize it as much as we possibly could." So I think she's relatively, I think she's relatively early on. They just had their first sonogram.
And they talked about it on Dancing with the Stars tonight. Yeah. That's what they said. We haven't watched the episode just yet, but, they did a sonogram on the air and that's exciting.
He tells Emma, his partner, and just darling. And isn't that the truth? I feel like there has been a lot of talk about that this year, like the destigmatizing miscarriage. And we've talked about it on our podcast.
We had an episode early on.
Yeah, like how it is a topic that is so sensitive and hard for some women to process. But I think it's wonderful.
Hilaria Baldwin, fellow mom brain, talked about how she was even going through a miscarriage, and she was kind of public with that, which was wowed me. But I mean, it is so true. Like there's no like failure, letdown, disappointment with
shame.
Shame. It's sad and it's a hard process, but there should never be like those negative feelings associated. And women do carry that burden. They kind of put it on
And
them.
I always remember kind of thinking that because I remember when I was, having my babies, it was only 4 years ago, I was in the middle of it. And I feel like the 12-week period was like when people would tell you, okay, it's okay to tell people.
Right.
And I can kind of remember feeling like, well, why? Like people who love and support me, I think they would love and support me even if something happened.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Losing the baby.
Yeah, I can remember kind of pausing at that a little bit. You know, as I tell my mom and dad at like week 6, I'm like, okay, let's try and keep this hush for the next 6 weeks. And then I'm like, why? Right? Like,
no, that's such a good point.
It is interesting. And I understand people who, like putting it out there on social media and then having to do like the
backtracking,
whatever, or just having to address it. Right. Like you don't even want to have to do that.
Right.
I absolutely get it. But I don't know if I see the harm in telling your circle and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's a really good point.
So anyway, I just can remember thinking about that. And then also in Dancing with the Stars news, Lamar Odom was recently let go, I guess, kicked off the show. And I can say I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
He's hard, like, it's almost hard to watch.
Yes.
Like,
it's
he's
like
such
painful.
An awkward dance. It's not his fault. He's just so tall. And,
and there's just like I don't know how to say this, but like, he's just I don't mean physically. His mental state that comes across is very heavy.
Yeah.
He seems like he's dealing with a lot.
He's had a lot of baggage.
And by all means, like, and I'm saying this as a Lamar fan.
You are. That's
like,
right.
When I met my husband 9 years ago, he was a hardcore LA Laker fan.
Right.
And this was the Kobe era where it was, it was Kobe and Derek Fisher and like the dream team going to the finals every year. And like we loved it and we lived for it every final season. I loved Lamar Odom. And when Chloe got with him, I was like, oh, he's such a solid guy. And then I don't even know what happened to him.
Well, I thought that was interesting how you said like a lot of like LA fans like feel like Chloe ruined his life. Because I never really kind of knew that angle. I watched their show and that's when I was watching Kardashians. So I kind of followed along and I was so sad for them when they totally
fell career
apart.
Took a total dive when he met her.
And
like
which,
it was like she started
true,
coming
lineup.
To the games. Some people have said he got distracted, he got caught up, whatever. That's the point when he gets traded to Dallas.
Right.
He got traded to the Mavericks. And from that point on, it was just like downhill from there. Their relationship fell apart.
Yeah, the show talked about how they had to move to Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a big thing.
But he was just such a solid player and everything until then. And then just to see his decline the past few years and like literally almost dying.
Right.
Literally. And really, yeah. Like ODing in a brothel is almost as low as you get.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I pray and I hope he's recovering and finding his way back. But anyway. Yeah. And
well, this show is always like uplifting it is. And inspiring.
A redemption and for a redemption, people.
Exactly. It is. They get their second act and people just fall in love with them again. So hopefully that's done it for him.
Totally. So. But it is a good season. Well casted. We're loving it.
It's been a really good cast. One of their best in a few years. I feel like. Just a variety of.
And I'm shocked at how much I'm like vibing on James Vanderbeek because I was not a Dawson fan. When the show was on, I did watch it, shockingly. It was kind of scandalous at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like Pacey totally dating the high school teacher.
Yeah, I was not even like allowed to watch it.
I probably snuck. I don't think I was allowed either, but I think I snuck it. And but I can remember thinking Dawson was just an odd, kind of weird character. And
he's so like he was peculiar. Like, yeah,
so bizarre. And I just was never like a fan, really. And so I don't know. It's funny. I can remember my friend Hillary loved him. Like, yeah. Obsessed with him, and I just never saw it, but I'm loving him like in his dad role and just owning it. It's just so cute.
He's definitely gotten better with age. Yeah. Like, you know, just some men do like they age. So like
isn't that so unfair?
So unfair. But he has like gotten better looking and you can tell he's like come into his own and he's just I was telling my friends and Sarah like ages ago, go follow him on Instagram. He's like adorable. Like
adorable.
The dad jokes and the dad humor and fun. And like, he's so in love with his wife. So. It's like, it's just so darling.
Well, like, and I feel like he's like not at all affected by fame.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of just is who he is in his home with his kids. And like,
his kids are like priority and he's there for them. And then a job comes up or, hey, I got to run to the Emmys tonight. We'll be back. You know, it's like crazy.
What life is this? So funny. Well, then also as we're talking like celebrity news, as I was kind of scrolling through headlines today, have you seen the post about Dakota Johnson? Do you know Dakota Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, she's the 50 Shades of Grey star, whatever.
That she'll just go down in infamy for. Like, okay, that's... well,
I was kind of shocked. She just had her 30th birthday, and I was shocked. Did you know she's dating Chris Martin from Coldplay?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, I don't know what planet I've been on, but apparently...
but they're both like very like out of the spotlight, so it's kind of like minor, but yeah, I did know it.
Oh, I don't know why that like surprised me so much. So I don't know. So anyway, she just turned 30 and they threw like a big party for her.
How old's Chris Martin? Like
he's like
50? 40,
45, 42-ish, something like that.
Okay, younger than I thought.
He's mid 40s. Gwyneth, his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's 47, and I think he's a couple of years younger than her.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason I'm bringing this up, because as I was reading it, first of all, I was taken aback. Like, she arrived at the party with Chris and Gwyneth, like, you know, the ex-wife there with his current girlfriend.
They're very blended.
And their kids. Yep. Yeah. And then as I'm reading more about it, Gwyneth put this post on Instagram on her page, Gwyneth Paltrow's page, that said, happy 30th birthday to this absolute gem, talking about Dakota. And it's this beautiful picture, black and white, of Dakota snuggling with her dog and laughing. And I don't know. I was just like, oh my gosh, wow. It like took me back.
Well, don't you remember when Chris and Gwyneth separated? Yeah. What did they call?
The conscious uncoupling.
Totally. Yeah. And like, and you know, how bizarre that was, but it was just, I feel like they just had a very
mature,
cordial divorce and they both understood it for what it was. As like bizarre as it came out, but I mean, you have to respect that their kids are their priority. They are a blended unit. Like Gwyneth's remarried and then Chris and Dakota was darling in Peanut Butter Falcon.
We need to review that really quick.
Yeah.
We really do. So Peanut Butter Falcon, not to totally get on a tangent here, but it's like an indie film. Would you say?
It's definitely like, I would say.
How are we going to say his name?
Let's just, we both say it the same way. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
I know some people out there use the F, LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, however you want to say it.
We've both always been the Shia LaBeouf.
Yes. So he is a, not a fugitive because he hasn't been arrested yet.
Yeah.
Man on the run. He's
just kind of
down on his luck.
Right.
He's dirty. He's physically so dirty. Dirty. The dirty whole boy. Movie. I'm like, wow.
Can we just get a clean t-shirt, please? Right?
He was so smelly making that movie. I don't. Okay. So the whole premise of the movie is there is this darling Down syndrome kid, boy, 21-year-old man.
Oh, you think he's 21? Oh, I think he's like 31.
You think so?
Oh, I bet. He looks much older.
Oh, I don't know.
And I think, well, yeah.
I have to look that up. Yeah. I feel like they said his age at some point.
Did they?
It was his birthday or something. Anyway, his whole thing is he has this dream to be a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
He has this like icon from the 1980s or 90s. Yeah. Of this old wrestler, and he wants to go meet him and be a wrestler. And it's like he does everything in his power to like escape the home he's living in.
Yep.
And he finds Shia and they set out on this journey that is just so, what is that book that you have to read? Of Mice and Men? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It reminded me of Mice and Men.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not the tragic ending of Mice and Men have, but like, you know, the kind of story where he's taking care of him and whatnot. Yeah. Anyway, but they go off on this adventure and Dakota is in the movie. That's what sparked
this whole thing.
She's
like the caseworker kind of like
social worker.
Social caregiver back at the...
And she does a great job.
She was cute in it. I thought she was cute. I just have never, because she's been in these R-rated crazies, I really haven't seen her...
No, at
all. In many movies.
No.
I feel like I've seen her in one other thing. So for me to see her, I was like, oh, she's like cute.
Yeah.
And like, let's just talk about Shia for a minute. I mean, Shia, like, he's probably my age. He's probably like 34 or 5 now. And he was on Even Stevens when we were kids.
Oh my gosh.
And then he kind of shot into this stardom at like probably 1920 for Transformers and Disturbia and all these like just kind of summer hits right there for 2 or 3 years. And then, and I thought he was always like adorable.
Oh,
I really
did.
Like even though he kind of has these like nerdy looks and the curly hair, he always was like a stud to me.
Well, he's like the relatable stud.
Oh yeah,
he's like the attainable stud.
Yes,
like, oh, I could get him,
but he
would love me.
And you could tell, but like you could tell that he has like just this really cute, charming personality.
Right,
like
he's
just sold every character he was.
Totally.
But I was just like, you're crushing, and like he's kind of this nerdy, curly haired kid.
Totally,
you know?
Totally.
And so then he kind of fell off the planet, and then. In a weird way, like pushing like Hollywood away and being such a weird, like gypsy, like hipster dude.
Well, I think he's like had major substance abuse problems.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
I'm pretty
that.
Sure.
Okay.
I feel like I've heard like different reports where he goes on benders and whatnot.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, but
this has been kind of a comeback show
for
him.
I hope so.
I just like loved him in it.
Well, did you see the preview before that about the movie he wrote?
You were telling me about it.
Did you not see it?
I don't think I saw the preview.
Oh my gosh, I'm so ill informed about this. I don't have the details, but the preview before Peanut Butter Falcon for us is like this movie that he has written and produced, and it's about a boy, kind of an awkward boy, who becomes famous as a child, and it's a bizarre movie. It gave me very like Moulin Rouge weird vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like the dad was very controlling, and the boy. I don't know. And so I'm thinking to myself, is this his life story?
Does he
have parent issues here?
Yeah.
You know, because there are such horrible stories when it comes to that stuff.
Well, and and being a child star is such a crazy road, and like. You're just lucky if you make it out alive. Think of them all. They've just all been so, I don't know.
I know. Oh,
but
my gosh.
Really, really fast, before we move on from Peanut Butter Falcon, did I tell you this? I don't know. But my sister was telling me that the Down syndrome boy in that movie, I don't know the actor's name, like he did a great job, but he wanted to be an actor and he wanted to go to acting school, and his mom like pushed and helped him and took him to auditions, and obviously just like wasn't having success, right? And no one took him seriously and all these things. So this man, and I should have the names, we'll find the names. He went and wrote this movie for him. They wrote Peanut Butter Falcon for him. And so they, and so he starred in the movie, and it's just like such a feel good movie. Like hearing that made it all the better, because I was like, he is like so heartwarming and funny and just, you know, so endearing on the movie. And then to know that he wanted to be an actor and this movie was like written for him.
Oh my gosh. So cool. It is such a good movie. Like, I really, really loved it. I felt like it was short, kind of.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, it didn't run long, and you're just like,
it's a 90 minute, like, in and out. I guess.
But you're like laughing. Oh, I laughed out loud, and I was just like, oh. So it's just a good movie.
It was a good date night movie. Yeah,
totally.
Totally. So. Well, that is so cute. Okay, well, tell me, you came in the door talking about Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
And I know nothing about what's going on with Prince Harry.
You do need to know, because we love our royals.
I know.
Here.
Fill me in.
So he recently, like I think 3 or 4 days ago, came out with a statement. And the statement's really long. And so I was trying to like break up different parts. But he has pretty much, they are suing the Daily, two of the tabloids, British tabloids, the Daily Mail. And then one other one.
Okay.
The Daily Mail, and it will come up here. But he kind of makes this long statement about, and I'll read little clips real quick, but just on how he just won't take it anymore. He won't stand for this. And pretty much.
And I'm totally clueless. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know either. They recently published a private letter of Meghan Markle's, and that the dad like released. Ugh, and it just,
the dad.
But there's been constant, like, you know, just bullying, and oh, Kate and Meghan hate each other. Oh, Meghan's aide has quit again, and she's so terrible. All just the things.
Such
just
a diva, the actress, the American, all of it.
And I just loved what he said, because, I mean, he pretty much says, you know, this happened to my mother to the point where she was driven to her death pretty much because of this.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I won't let this happen to my wife. So he says, yeah, they're taking legal action. And I just wanted to read this little part. Though we have continued to put on a brave face, as many of you can relate to, I cannot begin to describe how painful it has been, because in today's digital age, press fabrications are repurposed as truth across the globe. One day's coverage is no longer tomorrow's chip paper. Up to now, we have been unable to correct the continual misrepresentations, something that these select media outlets have been aware of and therefore exploited on a daily and sometimes hourly basis. Ugh. And it just goes on and saying, you know,
like, enough's enough.
Yeah, this is enough. I see my wife suffering, and now I have a son involved, and I just won't stand for this anymore.
Good for him.
And so he's suing the papers, and he's sticking up for his wife. And, you know, and I think a lot of it too is she's American princess, all the things. I mean, the odds stacked against her, but everyone loves her, but they're making her out to be.
No, but point blank, it's like, they're selling headlines.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's scandalous. Oh, I've got to know. What is she doing? Like, all of it.
Oh, totally.
That's all it is.
You know, and it says, latest victims of a British tabloid press that wages campaigns against individuals with no thought to the consequences. A ruthless campaign that has escalated over the past year throughout her pregnancy and while raising our newborn son. And just like, you know, we're just not going to put up with it anymore.
Good.
So I love that. I think Harry's doing the right thing. You know, think of Kate. Kate's always been, even though, of course, you get the little like fake stuff that they're trying to sell again. But Kate has always been such a, you know, powerhouse in the public eye, I feel like. And Meghan too. I feel like I've just seen mostly positive, but I know the whole family thing.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going on over there. I mean, they just must be saying all sorts of stuff. So,
oh my gosh. But it's crazy. But I mean, honestly, there probably is behind every lie, there's a
little
tiny
bit of truth. For sure.
So sure, she probably is adjusting. An American girl who was very feminist in her ways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she had a blog and everything. Like, she's a very diverse, activist-driven, all of it. To be thrown into such a, like, patriarchal, hardcore, structured,
absolutely.
All of it. Like, I can only imagine the times that she said, F this.
I don't want to do this. Right.
I'm and not crossing my ankles one more time.
Right. And they're controlling her life in a lot of angles. Right. And she doesn't have the freedom to do certain things anymore. And I mean, it would be hard.
It is a lot like Diana. Diana, I mean, come to find out years later, she rebelled in so many ways.
Yeah. And but was a commoner that just didn't even know how to.
She was a commoner, but she was also like, her dad was borderline. Yes. Like, right. Like she was like higher.
Right.
Whatever you call it. Right. Like she was primed to marry a prince, I guess. Right. But what I'm saying is like, poor, like Meghan was like not at all brought up in that world, going to the society and the all of that, you know, I can only imagine. Oh my gosh. I'm sure there is a little bit of truth of her freaking out and going ballistic.
And no one would blame her for that.
No. Absolutely. Oh my, and especially think the hormones and the all,
baby,
of it,
all of it,
dealing with your first and adapting to motherhood in this foreign place. And like, I can only imagine. Oh my gosh.
And probably feeling very abandoned by a lot of people. Just the weird dad relationship, all of that. So
there's no telling.
Yes. So good, I'm glad
for you, Harry.
Good for Harry to do the right thing here. Absolutely.
Love him. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Well, we talked about this a couple weeks ago privately, but I feel like we kind of have to say it on the podcast. In news recently, it was published that Disney stores are going to be in Target now.
Yeah.
Right?
They opened this last week.
So did they really?
Yeah. Oh, October 5th.
Okay. I don't think I knew that. So explain to me, you're the Disney queen here.
Yeah.
Like, what does this mean? Like a section of the, like how we see Starbucks in Target,
essentially it will. It's pretty. It's, you know, kind of how the Magnolia thing. What's it called? Hearth and Hand or something.
Hearth and
kind of how they have their own display and design, they have these like metal little, you know, pergolas in the middle where their other stuff is. It's going to be kind of to that degree, but larger and Disney. And it's, it will say Disney store. I've already seen some pictures. It says Disney store, like in Target or whatever. And it has big displays and screens, like TV screens in there, playing movies and clips. And so they're really designing it to be like its own little, you know.
And are they amping up the amount of product that's going into Target?
Yep. They have quite a bit new stuff, quite a bit of like specialized things for Target. And like they've launched, and there's a lot of Frozen 2 coming out. Frozen's coming. They have a lot, just all sorts of different things. Toy Story and all the things.
Because don't you agree that like in the Disney store, there's very specific toys that you only get in the Disney store.
Disney store toys.
Like the specific plush animal, not animals,
figurines and all that. Yeah.
Oh, the little animator collectors and all of it.
Absolutely. They have their own toy lines that are very specific. And I wonder if it will be new designs for Target or that like kind of merchandise carried there too. I'm not sure.
Well, because it's funny we are talking about this because I was actually just in Target Halloween costume shopping tonight with my kids, and that was a nightmare.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh my gosh. I'll talk about that in just a second. But we ran through the toy aisle, and there's just not a lot of Disney toys, shockingly.
Interesting.
I feel like there was like one little section. Like I went to go and find like,
well, and are you expecting the Disney stuff to all be together?
Because
I feel like it's more
maybe.
Like Toy Story Legos are with the Legos.
Okay.
Or,
yeah.
You know, the Cinderella dolls, Barbies are next to Barbie or something. You know what I mean? It's probably a lot of that, I would think. But I don't know.
Yeah.
And now it's going to probably be all chunked together. And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of a big deal. We don't have one in Arizona yet. And I don't know when it will come.
So it's in just select regions?
Select 25 stores nationwide.
Awesome.
So not many.
So they're probably piloting and testing it out.
Exactly. Interesting. And I can remember, you can think of your Disney store and it has like all the characters and the decked out and all the details up high.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of like tried to redesign them for a while and they went more like of a mainstream, like almost like a Toys R Us vibe, very white and plain shelves. And they took out all the characters.
Oh,
did you ever see that transition?
Uh-uh.
Our Scottsdale Fashion Square here stayed the same, but like the Paradise Valley Mall that was by me totally changed. They gutted it and totally redesigned it, and I hated it. And I don't think it did well for them. And so, and then they closed a lot of them and only kept open select ones. So the Disney store has been through its own like kind of evolution. And so this is kind of an interesting new take. I don't know what this will mean for the actual stores. If they're staying around, are they trying to discontinue that? I don't know.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
I mean, everyone loves Target. Well, so. And
you brought up Frozen 2. So while we're talking headlines, like I said, I walked in Target today and right to the right, there is a huge, massive section of Frozen 2. And what is the horse things that Sven rides? Is it Sven? Is that
Sven and Kristoff? Sven is the reindeer.
There's a massive Sven that my boys start mounting and like getting on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go, Frozen again. I'm like still recovering from Frozen Round 1.
Oh, I know.
Oh my gosh.
That was so long ago now. Can you believe that?
Do you remember how the wave of frozenness that overtook the United States?
It was an epidemic. It took over.
Girl.
It took over.
Are you ready for this again?
I'm interested to see if it'll be like that again. I mean, Frozen 2, there's a lot of hype, a lot of questions. November 22nd, so it's going to be your big Thanksgiving flick this year.
Wow, that's coming soon.
Yeah, they always try to, I feel like, release the big ones at Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, it's going to be soon. I know that they have a new few voices, Evan Rachel Wood, and oh my gosh. What's his name?
What is she going to be doing,
Evan Rachel Wood? She's a new character. Okay. What's This Is Us, the Black Brother. Why can't I think of his name?
I can't. I don't know his name off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah. I totally know it. He's coming in as a character too.
Awesome.
So he'll be fun. Yeah.
And there's another adventure, I'm sure. And the big question is Elsa going to find a mate?
A mate. A partner.
A love match.
A lover.
A lover.
Let's see how that goes. Let's just say I would be really shocked, but who knows?
No, I mean in general. Will it be anybody? Or will it be sister love again? Or will it...
Maybe she's just asexual. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. We just said that. Yeah, we did.
That's fine. Just let her be. That's let the her thing. Be. Let her own her independence. Like, that's like what they're, you know, kind of women empowerment. Like, she doesn't need a partner.
No, she
just
doesn't.
Just let her be her.
I wonder if the dresses will change.
Yeah,
I have a lot of questions, actually.
Yeah, I know. And I do. I'm pretty sure that they do.
They're going to redo them. Because they did the Frozen Fever thing and they revamped those. Remember the little short, the Frozen Fever short?
Well, that's funny you said Frozen Fever because with this... Oh, no, it was Frozen Fest. With Frozen 2 coming out, I just saw some like Instagram Disney folk and they were at this thing called Frozen Fest. So they're just really hammering it up. Major.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, this was my first insight to it. I was walked in and I was like, oh, here
it
we go.
It definitely looks like super action packed. The story kind of mystical, kind of different. I don't know.
Interesting. All right. Well, there you go. Frozen's coming out November
22nd.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Well, yeah, let's talk Halloween for 1 second. So seriously, like one of the most frustrating experiences. This should be my miss, actually. I don't know why it's not. I'm just going to make this my miss.
Okay,
I'm telling it right now. We went to Target because my oldest, my daughter, Kate, she's turning 7 next month. She's just been so annoying to me lately, not picking something. Yep. I ask her repeatedly, like day after day, Kate, what do you want to be for Halloween? And she's seriously just so indecisive about it. I don't know. So I'm like, okay, let's all go to Target. Dad's out of town. We're gonna pick costumes. I'm paying what you want. Pick it out.
Oh my goodness.
Girl, I was ready to like, I was so annoyed. She went from, it was just like everything. I was like, yeah, I guess. Okay. I'm like, look, Jasmine. Oh, Jasmine's so cute. Look at this and that. And then they had this like darling, oh gosh, what is it? They had all of these cute like mermaid, unicorn. Target has their own line of costumes. Did you know this?
I might have.
Oh, Target has these darling.
What's the brand called? Is it like
Hide and Eek?
Hide and Eek, yeah.
And they're so cute. There was like a Cleopatra. Cute. I was like, Kate, look at this. And she was just like, oh my gosh, acting like a teenager. Anyway, and so my Landon, thank goodness, he finally picked Woody, and we're all awesome. Following suit from Woody. So she's going to be Jessie.
Oh, cute.
She jumped on with Jessie, and she's committed to that.
Good.
I'm grateful it's covering her body because she loves to get in.
She could be Bo Peep.
I know. I saw that, but she wanted to be Jessie, and then Luke is going to be Buzz.
Love that.
So we're excited. I was
so cute.
It only took an hour going through every single costume.
I love it.
But we got it done. Okay, let's talk really quick. I wanted to talk microblading.
Microblading. Microblading. Yeah, we wanted to kind of give our experience on
it. Yeah. We both have done it now at this point.
Yep.
And I did mine for the first time probably 2 years ago now.
Yeah, right.
So to explain what microblading is, why do I keep wanting to say microneedling?
No, we were talking. I know. We were talking about
it. To explain what microblading is, so it's a cosmetic procedure where essentially you're getting like a temporary tattoo for your eyebrows.
Right.
So they're filling in your eyebrow, and it's amazing because it takes that work out of your daily routine of having to
apply. You say tattoo. Well, and it is a tattoo, but what they do is with the blade, they cut your skin and kind of put ink into it.
Yeah.
And so it's not like a tattoo.
It's not a true tattoo. It's not going near as deep as like a true tattoo. It's literally like a blade tool.
Right.
Tell me your experience with that. Did you feel it at all?
Well, yes, here and there. Yeah. But like if I was numbed well, like it was totally manageable, totally fine. But then there would be moments or little parts that weren't as like numbed, and you definitely could feel it.
Have you gone back for your touch-up?
I go this week.
Okay, talk to me after that.
I know.
Because my touch-up, I don't know. No, it's not that it hurts. I can remember, take headphones. I can remember the sound. Do you remember the sound?
Yeah, I know
of
exactly
like
what you're talking
the
about.
The blade cutting?
Yeah, it's like a...
Oh my gosh, it literally makes my... Stop it right now. You're doing it to me. That sound makes my skin want to jump off my body.
Oh, for some reason it didn't bother me.
Oh gosh. Like the pain did not bug me at all. It was seriously the sound of that movement was so disgusting to me. And I remember saying to myself, bring headphones, Sarah, bring headphones for next time. And I forgot. And that would have made it so much more better, like so much better for me. But yeah, I did feel like, so sorry, I'm jumping all around. So you have a first time procedure. How long do you think it takes? An hour? Hour and a half?
From the numbing to the, to what? To the actual, the whole thing. You have to numb. Yeah. They have to shape them, measure them. Yeah. Then the actual cutting, 2 hours.
About an hour and a half, 2 hours, yeah. So you have your first initial procedure, and then you have very crazy brows for a bit.
Yes, at first
tell
you feel...
Tell us your experience.
Yeah, I know. At first, you know, you're just so overwhelmed because it's like a different look, shape. I mean, hopefully it's not too different. It's probably what you pencil in, but now it's just more permanent.
Right.
But then it's darker, and it kind of gets darker within the few hours that you leave.
But honest, how did you like call me the day you had it done?
The thing is, I really like the initial look when I first did it. I liked it. I was like, this is really pretty. The idea of going to bed and waking
you guys,
up like this.
She was freaking out.
I love
Don't
it.
Even.
But as I drove away, and she said it will get darker kind of through the day to the night. And I go home, I'm kind of looking in the mirror, and then I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, I kind of look like, as Sarah put it, like just like markers on my forehead.
Right.
Like it felt really thick, really dark.
Right.
And then you just have this bolder look to begin with that you're not used to day in, day out. It was a little scary.
So she's starting to kind of freak out at this point. And so I'm telling her, I remember having the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
And I really feel what it is, well, they oil you, not oil you, they put Aquaphor on them.
Yes, there's lots of
to like coat it. And then my girl, anyway, she had like literally cleaned, plucked everything. Every little tiny baby hair in that region was gone.
Right.
And so it's like you're very smooth. Like
yes.
You think you're smooth right now, but like when they like truly
pluck and clean you. Like,
totally.
It's bizarre, like, what that little bit of texture does to, like, add realness. And so I was trying to tell her, like, no, calm down. It's going to be okay. It's going
right,
to be okay.
Right, no, and you did. You talked me off the ledge, because for a little bit there, I was just like, oh, what this did is I too do? Much. This is crazy. But then you also have, like, a 7 to 10 day healing process.
Right.
And every day, like the first, I'd say 3 to 4 days, you're still pretty dark.
Yeah.
You're still pretty raw. It's like starting to scab over. So therefore it's darker, because mm-hmm. like the dried blood scabbiness mm-hmm. is dark. And then it continues to just be that way. And then it kind of goes up from there.
Well, and then
it
you wash your face. Up.
Yeah. And you're and not that's... supposed, that's the other crazy part. You're not supposed to get your eyebrows wet.
Right.
For like a week. 7 days.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to do. And it's gross.
Yeah.
And you're ready to kind of like freshen it up, see what it's looking like, but it's just sitting there. And that's all you have for 7 days.
Be honest, that right after you wash your face and you saw it, were you just like, oh,
kind of, yes. Because not, I mean, it doesn't all. And I remember thinking, I just want to wash my face. But everyone was like, well, don't like scrub it or pick anything off. Like, so it's not like it's like immediately better. But the as soon as you start like normally washing your hair and washing your face and the scabs are flaking off, you do see like, oh, wow, this is a big difference. And it's so much better.
So, well, I feel like it's kind of similar if you've ever done a spray tan. Like, you kind of have like a little layer on you, and then you shower.
Look, the bold, like orange.
Right.
And you're like, geez, you shower. Even the first day, you're still like, I'm a little strong. And then come like shower 2 and 3, you feel a lot better.
Right. So anyway, it's, I wanted to kind of talk about it because I feel like it's very popular, or it's getting to be very popular out here.
Oh, I feel like it's been popular. I feel like I was late to the game. I feel like a lot of people I know have been doing it. And my hang up was,
yeah,
I wanted to do it for out of practicality, like of saving money, and I don't have to keep buying brow pencils every other month, and like time efficiency. Like, totally. I would just love to not have to, like, when you stop and look in the mirror to pencil your brows, I mean, that takes a few minutes of precision, and you really have to focus and get it done. And obviously, like, not having to do that every day shaves off some time, saves a few dollars. But then my hang up was,
yeah,
oh, it's expensive. And you still do have to do a touch up every year.
Yeah, you
and
do.
So I'm like, okay, there's still a little maintenance there. Is it really worth it?
Yeah.
So I kind of like weighed that out. But by I the feel end, like
you were on the line. You were going back and forth for literal years about this.
Yeah.
I kind of took the leap 2 years ago, and I can honestly say, like, I don't know if I could go back now. Oh, I'm so totally reliant upon it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. Now that brows are such a thing, we've talked about this. I feel like when you're getting ready in the morning, like, there used to be a short list that you kind of had to have. Mascara, lip gloss, like, you're right. Kind of good.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've said this, like, now you kind of have to have your brows on. You have to have
your brows on. Right? It's like part of your face. It's part of your look. And
oh,
and
man.
Like, yeah. And again, it takes a few seconds. Like, you can't just like swipe out the door.
Oh, mine take my, so I'm probably one of these rare people. Mine are very uneven. Mm-hmm. And if you go back and look at my photos 10 years ago of us in college, it is so evident, and it's crazy. Like, so the huge benefit to what she did for me is like she evened mine out. Like, so
absolutely.
At least as when they're starting to fade, like closer to the year mark, and I do have to kind of pencil in, at least the shape is there.
Totally.
And it's like super fast in the morning. And so I really feel like I'm so reliant upon it now. I almost feel like I'm budgeting. I got to budget for the microblading. I got to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. No, but even I've only had it like 5-6 weeks now. I'm going in for my touch up, and I've really liked it. I've liked
so
that
good.
You just kind of feel a little more put together. It kind of frames your face. And that was my other fear, like, oh, brows are a trend. What if we go back, heaven forbid, to the skinny brows or
the Cher brows?
Yeah, people aren't doing the bushy, thick brow anymore. And I have these tattooed brows. But
yours are so, so not.
No, and
bushy.
I know. Mine are just pretty subtle, even though.
Totally.
Even the subtleness still feels like crazy and bold.
No, you but did a very natural shape.
Yeah, it's totally. I really liked it. It's been a good experience so far. So
yeah, I'm happy I did not met anybody who had a negative experience. So I just wanted to kind of put it out there. If you have any questions about it, I feel like we both have had experiences now. So
hit us up.
And I would suggest making sure you kind of have an idea of like your shaping and what you want and your coloring so that you can tell her what you want. She probably has something in mind.
Right.
But if you are specific of like, I like a warmer, lighter brow, or I really want my root color, the darkness of whatever, you know, and I'm sure she'll suggest some things too. And with the shaping, like I had a, my brows are funny because I'm more of a rounded brow. Yeah. I'm not really squared out at all.
No.
So I kind of wanted some of that squareness brought into it because that's kind of the look, like a bold squared out brow. And I have a very like rounded brow.
Right.
And when I look back at the picture, even a month ago of what I naturally had, oh, they were so sad. I mean, they really were. No. And you're used to them because you look at them every day you've had them. But like, and not even that I like overplucked my day. I just never had big brows, like strong brows.
Well, and I can say, so a couple words of advice I would give just having had experience is don't deviate too much from what you're used to.
Yeah. So and what your natural lining is.
What like, your natural lining is and what you're used to seeing every day. So kind of start slow.
Exactly.
Like if you shape them a certain way, I don't know, you're heavy in the front or I don't know, like thicker in the middle, whatever. Like maybe just so the shock factor is not there after. We've had a couple people that we know personally where they had it done and it was like, oh my gosh, whoa, it changes my face. It legitimately changes your look. Yeah. It really does. And so I would say start slow in regards to the shape, kind of go with what you're used to. And you did that. And then secondly, and I said this to you, if doing it next time when I go in, I'm going to go a shade darker than I ever, because I feel like it does fade relatively quickly, like at least by the 4 or 5 month mark, you're starting to see fading.
Right.
And mine typically fades because of my skin tone and whatnot into a reddish tone. And so I'm going to go a shade darker. And so, you know, maybe talk with your esthetician about that. So. Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
You need some water.
My throat.
The man voice.
I've had another friend too talk about kind of the red, like
tint.
Fading tinted. So talk to them about that.
Right.
And then she had suggested to make sure that you put sunscreen on them when you're in the sun.
And I'm horrible.
Helps prevent the fading as quick.
I know.
So yeah, just keep that in mind too.
I'm horrible about it.
Absolutely. I know.
And coming up in a recent or in a
coming, upcoming.
Why can't I talk? It's too late. It's approaching midnight right now.
Right. We are very late tonight.
Oh, we want to focus on skincare.
Yeah. We are very anxious to have a professional on and pick her brain because I have lots of questions about skin at this age. I'm 35 next month and now it's really go time to take care of the wrinkles and the sunspots and all the things. And we just have to really start paying attention. Well, and I think I know, but I don't know if I know.
Yeah. But we probably know things from like 15 years ago.
Exactly.
When we were living with our mothers. Skin.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
I want to know what's 2019. Like tell me the newest technology out there.
Oh yeah. And there's
I need to know.
There's so many new treatments and things that can like help. Like I was telling you, I think that's why we're talking microneedling. I've been doing microneedling a few times and there's so many like facials and
dermabrasion, all the things. So more to come.
More to come.
More
and
to
also
come.
With that said, if you are a professional or know a professional, esthetician, salon that you go to and you really have loved, we would like to have someone on. So, I mean,
absolutely.
Pass on any recommendations. I mean, we have a few people kind of we know and through the grapevine, but if someone's out there and listening and wants to share with us, like reach out.
Yes, absolutely. Please do. All right, girlfriend. Well, let's wrap this sucker up. Let's do our hits
hit
and misses.
Miss.
I already did a miss. So tell us your hit.
Yeah, my hit. I have finally got on my A game with Halloween and got all our Halloween up.
Yay.
And I really, really wanted to have this like dreamy fall porch that I had Pinterest and thought about.
Absolutely.
And so... But it's expensive. Like you just buy the pumpkins. I bought like 3 or 4 plastic pumpkins last year because the sun is still pretty evil in October.
Horrible.
And so real pumpkins can only last so long. And so I bought a few last year and I knew I wanted more. So I got some fairy tale pumpkins, the real ones. And my friend, our friend suggested this idea that she had heard, a tip that you paint the real pumpkins in polyurethane, mm-hmm. and they're supposed to last like for 6-8 weeks. Just goodness. In the sun, regardless. So today I did. I painted them with polyurethane and I put them back out and now they're super shiny, oh. but they're protected, I think, from the sun. And we still have like a warm week this week. Yeah. So I'm like glad I could just get it done.
Oh, and you have like the best stairway entry for the pumpkins.
You're sweet. But I'm so glad I could just like get it done and get it. Yeah.
Good job.
So hopefully they're here all the way through Thanksgiving. They kick it all the way and it will look pretty.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. So you're not carving them. You're just going to
keep
them.
These are fairy tale pumpkins. You know what a fairy tale pumpkin is? They kind of can be white or cream or light green, and they kind of come in like weird shapes, like flat and round or like kind of have the bumps. So they're like unique pumpkins. Like almost like you'd see like a fairy tale.
And Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Okay, gotcha. So my hit for the week is I actually did gardening with my family this weekend. Oh,
so fun.
We got the kids gardening gloves. And
what are you gardening?
Well, okay, so we put our backyard in, essentially. Yep. We installed a backyard last year. And I don't know, just through the summer, some of our plants didn't make it. They just got fried and burned and all of it. And so they just didn't take, I guess. And so we ripped those out. I would say there were like 6 or so that we had to replace.
Yeah.
And so we took those out. We got the replacements. It was fun, like having the kids kind of shovel around and whatnot. And then we also like had to stake some plants too to like have them grow upright and stuff. So anyway, Kate learned how to use a zip tie. That was exciting.
Oh, how cute. Yeah. I love that.
And it is just kind of funny because I'm all about like home projects. You know this. And yeah, it was just fun to get dirty and sweaty.
If they're into it, you should like have them make a little like, you know, herb box and do basil.
She definitely bought seeds at Home Depot, watermelon seeds specifically.
Right.
And they're planted back there. Don't think they're going to make it, but.
Well, you know, I do know some people that grow watermelon actually.
Stop it.
But
I'm going to die if a watermelon pops up.
Could you imagine a watermelon pops up like in your gravel?
She full on like planted a watermelon seed in the backyard.
How cute.
So we'll see.
I love it.
Okay, well, I already said my miss was my Halloween shopping or my costume shopping. So tell me what yours was. Lauren,
what's
why?
My miss?
Every week.
I know.
Why?
I have notes, you guys. We do it. We say it right before. What's my miss?
If you did not have me producing you over here.
She's my producer,
goodness.
People.
I'm literally miming to her.
She's my producer. Oh,
your TV.
Yes, I know. I know. Oh, this is charades. TV.
Charades.
TV.
Go. Go.
Charades.
Oh, jeez. Gosh.
I know I got it right as you did that. I'm missing all my TV, guys. Who am I anymore? I am so behind in all of my shows, to be honest. I don't even want to admit, but I don't know who's been kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Have you? Well, I just told you. First
no,
of all,
but
pay
the
attention.
Last 2 weeks.
Have you watched Grey's yet?
I watched episode one.
I haven't
need to watch
watched
episode
that.
Two. I've watched episode one, Million Little Things, episode one last night of Grey's. So literally 2 weeks later.
Oh, I'm and, further behind.
I'm 2 weeks behind Dancing with the Stars. Any of the new shows? Yeah, right.
Are you streaming something right now?
No, I just honestly haven't like carved out the time at night. I know. I'm trying to like.
Are you like
clean my
making
house.
Love to your husband or something? What's going on? No, I'm kidding.
I know. It's just like. I swear, next thing I look, it's 8:30. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this or that. Next thing I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 10.
Oh my
10:30.
Gosh.
And then it's like, I literally will watch a show and I'm like bobbing the head. And I'm like, oh no, I'm getting so old.
You're getting so old.
So old. I
can't
even
just
stay
tell
up.
You, Saturday night, we took the kids, well, Saturday afternoon, we took the kids to the Children's Museum. I'm not lying. I told you this already.
Yes.
6:45.
I love it.
6:45 in the evening. Kids were asleep in their beds.
That's amazing.
Jeremy and I were in our pajamas in our bed upstairs.
Oh, but there's something so glorious to just getting in bed and having not having anything to do. Like,
oh my
you don't
gosh.
Have to do anything.
I'm like so I love that. Geriatric at this point.
No, no, that's what? Great. But then you can just talk and cuddle and watch TV and just like lounge.
If only.
I love that.
Anyway, so it was just funny. And what was I going to... Oh, I do have to tell you really quick. I started streaming a new show, which is why I'm so behind.
What is it?
Well, it's such an old show, but it's My Last Name. Bones. Have you ever watched Bones?
Oh, with Angel Guy?
Yes.
What's his name?
I don't know. Borealis or something? No. No, it's not. What's his name?
No, it's Buffy Guy. Buffy and Angel. What's his name?
Gosh, yeah, what's wrong with this? And
that
what's
girl.
Her name? That girl.
That girl. Her.
Anyway, I love it. Really? Oh, my gosh. It's right up my alley.
Wait, what is it about?
So she is a forensic... Yes. What is Katie? What's her degree in? Archaeology. She's a forensic archaeologist, and she like figures out how people died, who they are from bones.
Their bones.
He works for the FBI, and they're a team essentially. So she works for a museum, an institute,
okay, right?
And the government like contracts out her services. She's a total academic, kind of on her own plane, and she's very smart and has no social skills at all. Oh, and there's like this cute little sexual tension between them. And
what are
just
you streaming it on?
Amazon Prime.
Interesting.
It's like 25 seasons or something stupid like that. So it's going to take me forever.
I still need to go finish Suits. Are you done with Suits?
I'm not. I caught up to the current season, and I don't want to watch it week by week. And so I'm going to wait till it's. But no, I really like Bones, and it's like an episodic thing to where each episode is like a new case and whatnot. But I'm like,
it's like that's like me and 5-0.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of like it's case by case, and I
watch it as I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, and it's like it's not like hugely like creepy or weird or stressful. It's just like a cute, good show.
It's cute, and she has this little team of smarty pants who help her, and they're all darling. And I'm like, how am I just seeing this show?
Well, and it goes back to our TV thing from a few weeks ago. The old shows just used to be like just good. Clean fun.
I know. Can we leave out all the F words?
Seriously.
And like all the gore?
George was
I'm over
like,
it.
Oh, let's watch Mindhunter. Have you watched Mindhunter?
George keeps telling me to watch it.
No. It's too much.
Oh, I'm all about Bones right now. I'm committed for the next 18 years of my life, apparently, to finishing it. Because I'm seriously like, how am I ever going to get caught up on this show?
Put that on a meme.
Holy crap.
She's committed for the next 18 years to Bones.
Well, I can't even tell you how many comments I've gotten as I'm checking out at like the grocery store or something about my last name. And they're like...
Really? Like what? Just surprised
about
by
the
it?
Show. Oh, have you seen Bones? Have you seen the show Bones? And I'm always like, nope, haven't seen it, but I know it's out there.
Serious? Oh my
totally.
Gosh, I love that.
Because it's such a weird name. Oh, it's such a funny. Weird last name, and people always comment.
Sarah Bones.
Anyway. Yeah.
I'm so used to it now.
You are now, but be honest. When I first was like, hey, I'm going to be a Bones.
I don't know. I feel like there's worse or weirder.
More bizarre?
More bizarre. Yeah. I feel
our
like-
friend Monica knows a really good one. What was it?
Yes.
It's like vagina or something.
Gina
or something.
Something like
weird.
Something seriously crazy.
Monica, you're going to have to tell us
what
that is.
Yeah, we're going to need a refresh.
Oh, anyway. Oh. All right, guys. Well, it's been fun. This was a random one. But
yeah, super random. And I really am sorry for the man voice on the mom voice.
It's all right.
I got to recoup. I need honey herb tea or something going on.
But you know what? Sometimes you just need that randomness in life.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for sometimes.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
we're your hangout.
So go see where your witches are at. Why can't I say it right? Where are my witches at?
Oh my gosh! It literally just hit midnight right now, and we are like
loopy.
Yeah. So join us at the
witches
party. Get it, witches.
Yeah.
All
where
right.
my witches at? There we go. There we go.
Where my witches at?
Where my witches at?
All right. Yep. Details will be coming on social. And like I said, go to mom-voice.com for more details and to reserve your spot. And as always, you can follow us on all the socials at the Mom Voice Podcast, and make sure you subscribe and follow and tell your friends. Let's grow the community. All right, guys, we will be here next week. We will talk to you soon.
See you then.
Bye-bye.